Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
We had problems that people just didn't understand us. We didn't fit what they expected or what they assumed what a real gangster, a real whatever the case is in their head should look like. And I always said, I'm not a gangster. I always said, if a gangster could never be a hustler. A gangster could never be a businessman because they have that mentality and that would never work. That's why there's so many failed hustlers or drug dealers or businessmen in prison. You know, you try to pick up two things that are never gonna work.
Hey, it's 50 Cent.
And I'm Charlie Webster. This is Surviving El Chapo, the twins who brought down a drug lord, season two. Now on their own in prisons at opposite ends of the country, after the billboard incident, the Flores twins had to learn to be independent of one another.
What was it like being separated from Pete?
It was one of the most difficult times I think I ever had to go through in prison. For a long time, I just wasn't used to it. And I sit there like, man, when am I going to see my brother again? Not being involved in his life, letting go of the fact that I wasn't going to have him anymore. And just saying, okay, I have to just try to, I'm going to do this on my own, you know? That was a big step, I think, you know? And it took me years for me to understand that. I didn't have that person next to me. And then you're in prison, right? And I think everyone handles things differently, has a different situation. To me, this was a big deal. I didn't have my twin brother, my person that I was, with before I was born, before I understood anything. And prison's supposed to be hard. I get it, but it did change me in a lot of ways where I felt the depression probably. I felt I could feel myself just where something was missing.
Their entire lives, Pete and Jay had one another to rely and depend on. But now, if they were going to survive in prison, they had to learn how to be more like each other.
I had to learn to, be on my own and advocate for myself in different ways for all different things that we were going through in prison. You know, in prison now, I'm by myself, and you get put in a bunch of different situations where, you know, I just started becoming a little bit more confident, I guess. And then over time, it did make me a little bit stronger. I started to realize how we had kind of handicapped each other. And I started to, like, I had to, like, kind of fill in the part that was missing, I guess, on my own. And the part that he kind of, like, brought on. It took learning. It took, you know, just learning and really thinking about what that was. And for instance, like, my brother's negativity. I couldn't always be so positive. Now I had to, like, kind of adjust and, you know, be more like him. Like, what would Pete think about in any situation? But I started to realize different things as well. Was that being my brother for so long and us having going through the same hardships or life lessons or life made us understand a lot of things in the same way, even though we had different views. We were able to communicate in a way where we just look at each other and be like, we understood each other, like, that was fine. And I started to realize people would be lost sometimes talking to me. Like, what did you say?
So you've even got to, like, relearn how to communicate in a way.
As we've said before in this podcast, and as I'm sure you've noticed, the brothers sometimes talk as one. Even now, after all this time apart, they still finish each other's sentences and know exactly what the other is thinking. Many twins feel like they have some kind of telepathic ability or sixth sense between themselves and their sibling, so you can imagine what it must have been like for Pete and Jay. Jay had to learn how to communicate on his own pretty quickly, because if he didn't, it was going to cause trouble.
You think that you go to prison, it's going to be different, right? You're going to get away from that life. And you're going to be around, you know, it's supposed to, like, make a difference. And here I am, transferred to a new prison, and I get put in a cell. I was supposed to be alone, and then they came like, oh, you're going to have a cellie. Make room. He should be here any minute. When he gets there, I look, I'm like, oh my God, I know you. And he tells me, you know me? I'm like, yeah. You're the Arellano brother.
The Arellano cartel, also known as the Tijuana cartel, was at the time one of the Sinaloa cartel's biggest rivals. They attempted to assassinate El Chapo and Mayo multiple times. The Arellano brothers founded and led the Arellano cartel, and Jay's new cellmate was the youngest of the brothers, Francisco Arellano.
And he looked at me, he was like, then you do know me.
And you're not supposed to know each other.
We're not supposed to know each other, but I mean, we're, you know, and here we are being Sally's, and I used to, you know, we started talking a little bit, I'm like, wow, look at us, we're here in this, like, we're in this cell together, and if you knew anything about me before, when we were in Mexico, you would have had no problem just killing me. And here we are. And we always laugh about those kind of things, like, and it was funny to him because he never met someone like who spoke English, who, like, and that knew a lot of the same people he knew. And here I am with Chapo's biggest rival, the head of the Arellano cartel, being my cellie and turning into this friend of mine. And it was training for him because he didn't understand the culture, right? The politics of prison. So there was a lot of times where I had to, like, kind of just use my influence to be like, okay, stop, hold on. He doesn't know any better just because it's prison. And it was, you know, we'll share stories, and we just got really close. I think that people would be taken back, like, hold on, did he just say the Arellano brother? Like, yes. Arellano brother who was swore, they were like sworn enemies for the Sinaloa cartel or Chapo Mayo. And I wasn't, like, to me, I wasn't invested in those type of like politics, but me being part of the cartel for sure.
Did he know who you were?
You know
he did
what?
By the end.
I didn't bring it up at first. It was just early on. So as I started to kind of talk to him, he would kind of look at me and like maybe 2-3 years into me being with him a lot. And I think I would share stories, like light stories about Mexico, but never really like you don't want to like seem like you're bragging. And one time he told me, hey, twin, you know, they say that you used to like do this and do that for Chapo Mayo. Like, but he knew, I used to tell him that I knew them and I knew certain people. And he was just like, you know, for the longest time, I just never believed you. And it bothered me that I thought you were full of shit. He's real honest. He said, and I don't know if I still believe you, but I'm starting to kind of understand. He was more curious about the way I was raised and where I come from to how I made it there.
Yeah.
And I guess that's everyone's curiosity.
Yeah.
The good thing is that, you know, he's a family man. You know, I was family man, so we were kind of there for each other. And through hard times, I was there when his brother was murdered, and I was there for him as well. So it was like one of those things where he would always be like, I never met someone like you, like, that you could just be honest and just open. He would be like, I don't think it's a good idea for you to have pictures of your family, especially not of your wife, because then you have different people come in and they're like looking at your family. I used to be like, they're gonna look anyway. Like, it's okay. Just bringing them up to like culture, and I always trying to show him things. And he picked up, because of me, he picked up starting to play basketball. So we used to love playing basketball. And he's a great athlete for sure, soccer player. He actually made me play soccer, and I never like played soccer. I remember even when I started playing chess, when I got there, he gave me this motivation, because I just had started playing chess, and I would get aggravated because, you know, I wasn't good. And I remember he told me, he said, hey, Twin, I know if you put your mind to this, he said, no one will beat you. And when he said that, he kind of sparked something. And you know, I'm like, wow, he's right. And I think for 5 years, I dedicated myself to like chess and like learning it and just taking it all in and understanding my mistakes. And I would just, you know, I dedicate a lot of time to it. Sammy the Bull was one of the first ones I sat there, and he was like, you know, this piece does this, you know?
Yep, you heard that right. Sammy the Bull. The same Sammy the Bull, whose cooperation against mafia boss John Gotti was the very thing that inspired Jay to convince his brother to turn their lives around and cooperate in the first place.
So he'd sit you down and show you each.
Yeah, like
just everything you met, which you picked.
Yeah, he loved the game of chess too.
It may seem far-fetched, but both Jay and Pete ended up spending time with Sammy the Bull in prison. Pete would later spend years as Sammy the Bull's cellmate. Sammy the Bull even tried to extort Pete at one point.
So I'm with cartel figures, a lot of big major ones. I'm with Italian bosses. Sammy the Bull, you know, one of the persons that kind of planted the seed in my head of, you know, was going to kind of dictate the, you know, my life, right? And my decision, in a way.
And then you ended up in prison with him.
It's, yeah.
It's really ironic.
Yes. He was a good friend of mine. He was able to teach me, and I would learn. You know, I learned how to play board games in prison. I grew up differently. I never played board games. I never knew how to play a card game. I used to use the chess analogies, and I didn't even know what it meant, to be honest. Life is like a game of chess. And so I started playing. I said, oh, shit, life is like a game of chess. With real consequences.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of. A degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Playing chess is very common in prison. It helps build critical thinking skills, as well as strategy and patience. It's so popular that there are international chess tournaments for prisoners. Both Pete and Jay became passionate chess players. They even showed off their chess skills to me while we were all in the safe house. Chess also helps to keep prisoners' minds occupied. But there's more to do in prison than just play chess. Being apart meant the twins were able to find their own voices. Pete took every class available and even led his own Bible study class after he found God.
You know, I participated in every educational program that the prison offered. Like, every program you could think of, I participated in. And I had, like, I have certificates, like, you know, 1,000 certificates and classes I took and things I did. And not only did I do that, I helped, you know, teach classes. I took courses to help tutor and, you know, and do, ESL, like, English classes and all kinds of stuff. I ran the Bible study for years. I did all that.
Well, can you tell us some of the courses that you took?
HVAC, CDL thing, you know, real estate classes, psychology classes, mental health preparation, self-help, crocheting, leather crafts, parenting, carpentry. Whatever they offered, you know, I was participating. And it didn't feel like a waste of time, you know? I like to learn new things.
Jay also started his own class, but it wasn't a Bible study. He created a self-help class with his own curriculum.
I decided to start teaching, like, a self-help class. on strengthening your thoughts and your mind and the way you think. Your mindset and how you perceive and how you look at things. And I asked for permission to teach a class. You have to go through the whole, like, fill out paperwork. I had to do a curriculum. I had to do all that. And I was surprised when I actually would ask people, like, listen, I'm going to do a class. Like, next thing you know, I'm, like, having 60 people.
And there was another class he had a hand, or maybe I should say foot, in getting started.
Full days ago in prison. Older man, Puerto Rican man. He was always moving, and he's bothering me, and always, like, I see him step, like, he might be like, hey, and just come in dancing and look really, like a smooth, dancer. Like, nice. And I was like, his name was Joe. I said, hey, Joe, would you teach me how to dance salsa? And he's like, sure, I'll teach you. He thought about it first. Like, I'm like, but I'm stiff. You want me to learn? I said, what do you want to learn? He said, I'll teach you. I'm going to teach you. So he like, and he thinks I'm playing. Like, he thinks like, yeah, let me know. I'm like, no, okay. And I wouldn't tell anyone. Because I knew I was going to hear it. So we go and we had MP3 players and we were like, they would make these wires that you could hook up to like a radio or a TV and, you know, to play the sound. And so I had to kind of make arrangements so that everybody else could, like, if there was a speaker going and it was a workout time, so I could kind of be like, hey, let me play this music. You know, like, could you lower it? Or could you put on your headphones? You know? Like, I had to ask for favors in order to happen. And sure enough, he started teaching me how to dance. At first, it was kind of like, you know, it was a little bit, I was more nervous about being able to do it. And of course, we're in prison. There's a bunch of dudes like, so who's the girl? And, you know, and at first it was like constant. And at first, like, you better not let a guard see you guys doing this. But we have cameras. And then the guards will come in and be like, are you guys serious? And there he goes, grabbing me by the hip and be like, move your hip, whatever the case is. And I'm always been sure of myself. And next thing you know, the jokes, they started giving up just like they always do. And next thing you know, they're putting up chairs looking, and they're like, well, let me try. So it became a dance class. The only thing that some guys, even you know, some guys got it fast. Let me tell you, it took me 6-7 months to learn one song. Next thing you know, sometimes I'll show up late, and there's other guys, and like, I'll be like, hey, hold on.
That's me. This is my class.
And thank my teacher, the nicest, one of the nicest, oldest men from Philly. And he really, you know, nice, really nice guy. And he was patient with me and be like, don't. And he'd be like, spin. And whatever the case is. And I always make fun of him. I'd be like, well, how do you, you know, in the beginning, but how do you touch her? How do you grab her? And he'd be like, you grab her firm. She had a big butt. So I'd be like this? And he'd be like, hey, I'm not your wife. Be like, you know, whatever the case. So we were, it was a fun time, but it was 6 months. And I had to do a lot of things to actually put that together because we're in the visiting room. We're in prison. I had to get the right guard that knew me. And, he, you know, when they know that you're there to do your time and, like, not to cause trouble and you help, like, they respect that. They're not going to give you a hard time. So, you know, me taking my infantry to the visiting room was like, it's contraband. Like, you can't do that. And me putting the picture up, you imagine walking into a visiting room and there's a picture of a woman. It's not like it's just her in a wedding dress. It's Valerie's type of wedding dress.
Yeah.
You know, and you're lucky you didn't say breach of security.
Yeah. I love how Valerie put your head in your hands.
We planned it out.
No cut Versace dresses.
And we planned it out. And I went, I put on my MP3. I already had a plane.
I walked in on my kids and it was our anniversary. And he had somebody do this big painting and they put it up on the wall of me, my wedding picture, my wedding photo. there's a television in the visiting room. So they allowed him to plug up his MP3 player. So he put on this Mark Anthony song, and it was salsa. And Jay didn't know how to dance salsa at all. When he put out my hand, my kids were just giggling. They were laughing. My daughters, my son, they were laughing. They were cracking up. And he took me to dance, and the way he was leading me and the way he was dancing, like, I felt like I couldn't even keep up with him. Like, he was that good. Like, he was practicing for like a year.
And then at first she was like, what are you doing? And she was getting red.
I'm so embarrassed.
And then she just, we just danced.
Dance. I just followed because I'm trying to keep up,
because
he was like,
so
we played
sure.
a Mark Anthony.
Do you remember what song's called?
It was Tu Amor Me Hace Bien.
Does this bring back memory? Like confident. I was like, okay, boss.
I was, and he told me, don't ever take your eyes off of her.
And he wouldn't, and it was like, the more he stared,
my kids were laughing.
It's not happening.
My kids were laughing, and
they were so happy. They were like, wow.
After that, I played our wedding song.
And that's when the tears came.
And I did get in trouble one day for going overboard. It was for Valentine's Day. I decided to make Val, they used to do crochet. Like teddy bears, and I put like a teddy bear with a red heart with Jay on it. I made the biggest picture of Val, and I actually had them like airbrush a background for Valentine's Day, not just for me but for everyone. And I filled up the visiting room with origami flowers. And vases.
A dozen of flowers on every table
for everyone. I'm thinking it's Valentine's Day, it's gonna show up. And yeah, they thought it was cute. They thought it was nice. They let me enjoy it. They let me like, okay. And then
I got it for that. Yeah, for sure.
You know, I'm not gonna go snitch on how I did it. You know, like at the time, but the cops like, who the fuck do you think you are? And how did you do that? How'd you manage to pull that off? I'm like, just happened. They're like, all right, you know what else just happened? Your room is being shaken down, and I hope you don't have anything you have in there that's contraband. You're gonna answer to that. And I went to my room, there was like two COs in my room just tearing it up. And one of them was a nice CO that I knew that I didn't have to worry about, but one of them wasn't. And they gave me like five different shots for like different contraband. As a matter of fact, they wanted to put me in the shoe. And thank God I had good prison attorneys. And we beat those charges.
Jay wasn't the only romantic one. Pete sent Viv flowers every Wednesday for the entire time he was in prison. And he learned yet another skill.
He played the guitar. He taught himself how to play the guitar.
One song.
And
oh, you want this to be a battle?
And he played it. And he played the guitar and sang me the song on the phone. And then on Grains of Rice, he wrote down all the lyrics of the song.
On A Grain of Rice, he wrote every single lyric, every word in the song on A Grain of Rice.
How many grains of rice was that?
A lot.
What song was it?
It took months to do that.
Yeah.
You can imagine.
Brian Adams. So the theme song to Braveheart?
Was it Robin
Hood? Robin Hood or Braveheart?
Eric
Andrew.
I do it for you.
Thank you, Jay. Yeah.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule. You'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
In the movies, you often get the perception that prison is survival of the fittest, hardened criminals all fighting to be the top dog. In many ways, it mirrors the power dynamic of the cartel. But there's another side that we don't get to see or hear about as much, one that's full of salsa classes, Bible study, and even extravagant gestures like writing song lyrics on grains of rice. For Pete, it was his love for Viv that kept him going, especially as the struggle of prison life really started to take its toll.
You know, I was transferred. I got into some more trouble, and, you know, that follows you everywhere you go. And they put me in a place where they're like, okay, you, and they targeted me. You know, it was like constant, like personal vendetta to show you who's in charge. And it was like, it was just overwhelming at times. They would literally like shake down my cell every other day. You know, and they'll count my pictures. Like, you can't have more than 25. You know, and the visits were horrible. It went from me being able to sit next to my family to them saying, we're going to sit across from each other like this. Don't get up your chair. Don't look nowhere. Don't do nothing. You know, and I was like, I can't touch my kid. Like, no. You're going to sit in front of each other. You're going to talk. And that's it. And they would cancel my visit quick. Like, oh, we have a bunch of people are expected to visit this week. So you cannot go out because you're the one that gets the most visits. And then the people wouldn't show up. I'm like, can I have my wife come? No one's coming. No.
The twins were under intense protection because they were such a valuable asset to the government, which meant the security surrounding visits was tight. They had to vet all visitors when they arrived in case of any association to them. Because of this, family visits were often ended abruptly or just stopped altogether.
And you go and they'll be like, well, there's another visitor coming in. You got to get up. I got to get off my chair, go to the back and look out, you know, two-way window, like a two-way mirror, and look at the new visitors coming in. Mm-hmm. And okay them, clear them, okay, you know, like I don't have no problems with them. Like they're going to try to kill me. I'm not going to have.
To check who they were,
yeah, who
in
they
case
were.
They recognized you.
Yeah. So then I have to, no, I'm good, but they'll take their time. And stuff that was like constant. It was like, you know, I'm just trying to get through my visit, and it was just so much for me. Like,
at this point, the Flores twins have been in prison for 6 years, and still didn't know how much longer they would have to stay there.
I wasn't sentenced yet, so it was 6 years. I'm in prison for 6 years.
Why did it take so long for you actually to get sentenced?
So I guess, I mean, it's part of the, you agreed to postpone your sentence till the case is kind of finished.
Their first 6 years were spent in limbo because they couldn't be sentenced until El Chapo was arrested. On the 22nd of February 2014, Mexican authorities conducted a series of raids on El Chapo's safe houses, which were protected by reinforced steel. Initially, he was able to escape through a tunnel underneath a hydraulic bathtub. He was tracked to a hotel in Mazatlan, a beachside town on the Pacific coast of Mexico, where he was hiding with his family, a bodyguard, his chef, and his babysitter. 3 minutes after the raid on the hotel began, El Chapo was in custody.
What did it feel like when you knew Chapo was first arrested?
I couldn't believe myself. It was surreal. I was shocked, just like everybody else. I remember being shocked and then kind of first off, like, whoa, this wasn't for nothing. You know, like, this wasn't for anything. Like, this is, there's going to be more to this. Instantly, like, there's going to be more to this. Like, it's not just me just, you know, here in prison, which was kind of scary at the same time. I was in the visiting room and I was on my visit.
With Viviana and the kids.
And they came in and like terminated my visit like kind of randomly, like, you know?
Really?
And they asked me.
What did you say? Just
no, at first when they approached, like, three CEOs approached and they opened the door and they. And it was me and Viviana. I was like, we were probably the only ones in the small visiting room at the time. They approached me and they said, you know, I'm sorry, but your, you know, visit has ended and we need you to come with us. And I was like, what do I do? Like, we're sitting across the table, like. As soon as I came to, like, the door, she was like, hey, man, they just called Chapo.
Who said that to you?
The corrections officer. The CEO comes in, he's like, they just got Chapo, man.
Did they say it to you like that, though?
Yeah.
As in, like, they just got Chapo, really kind of nonchalant.
Yeah, like, and, you know, he was like, weird. I was like, man, like, get the fuck out of here. He's like, for real. The whole prison's going on lockdown. Like, didn't understand why, but they locked us down. Like, I was escorted straight to my cell, and we were locked down for the next 2 or 3 days. I guess they felt like that the prisoners were like, you know, like getting rowdy, you know, especially in the main unit of this maximum security prison, you know. So in order to keep it, you know, calm, they just preventive measures, they just locked everyone down. And I remember like being able to watch the news on TV and just like being shocked, like I never thought they'd catch him alive, you know. You know, it was one of those moments where it was on every channel, especially like the Spanish news. They interrupted all the broadcasts.
Joaquín "El Chapo" Guzmán se escapó por segunda vez de un penal de máxima seguridad, ubicado a unos kilómetros de la Ciudad de México.
Un orificio pequeño en su celda y un túnel de 10 metros fue lo que le permitió a El Chapo huir de la prisión El Altiplano.
You know, and then they, you know, they're showing different parts of the story, and it's weird to see like your face come up in those news, you know, briefs, and when they talk about the case and the magnitude of his, you know, drug dealings and everything he had, you know, done in the history, in his whole history, you know, and. Yeah, it was just one of those moments that it feels surreal, like you. I just didn't believe it, you know, and I questioned and what was next for us. And they moved the sentence, me and my brother, that year after he was captured. They started talking about us getting sentencing, like, towards the end of the year. I think it was in their point of view that they didn't think that Chapo was ever, the government was ever going to extradite him. So I guess they felt like, why, you know, keep making us wait? So my sentencing date was set for January 27, 2015. That day I would be, you know, seeing the judge and he would be deciding my fate. And me and my brother were separated. It was going to be the first time I'd seen him.
El Chapo was captured in February 2014, but there was no guarantee that the Mexican government would ever extradite him. So the twin sentencing was arranged for the 27th of January, 2015.
So when did you next see each other after that moment?
We seen each other in 2015. January 26th.
26th, we got sentenced to 27th?
Yeah, January 26th, 2015.
That was kind of like 5 years later.
I remember thinking that we're going to go get sentenced and, you know, we're nervous for our situation. We're like, it's really a stressful time for us. We've been through so much already. We're like, this is really going to determine our future. You know, our wives been waiting so long. The kids, you know, we're thinking that, you know, God willing, you know, we want to go home. What's wrong? We want to go home. We, you know, and plain and simple.
The twins were in separate parts of the country, and they both had to get to Chicago to be sentenced. The government sent a private jet to escort them. Jay was the first one to be picked up, then Pete. They were both shackled for the journey.
The next day, the marshals come in. And when they move, you know, when they move someone, my brother and I, they come like with, you know, 15 of their special force, you know, marshals or whoever their contractors are, like. And they come to get you, and I remember it was very cold, it was snowing. And they ended up driving me, like, literally 10 minutes away to a little airport. I'm parked in a hangar, and I'm sitting there, and I can hear them talking. You know, I'm shackled. You know, been in the hole for the last 3 days and not feeling good, you know? I'm nervous. I remember sitting there, I can hear him saying, Warlock 1 to Warlock 2. We're approaching.
The sentencing would be their first public court appearance since they were taken into custody. Pete and Jay hadn't seen each other for 5 years.
They're waiting for the plane to land. And when he kept saying Warlock 1, to Warlock 2, my brother's on the plane. Almost positive, sure, he's on the plane. I can't ask them. So once the plane, you know, I could see the plane, you know, getting ready to land. We're sitting like in the hangar. I can see the plane approaching the private plane, and you know, it's taking forever, like, to land, to spin around. But I remember, like, they pull up and I'm sitting in the truck still. And I see them, you know, pull the doors open. And when they tell me, come on, I rush out. I remember I'm just looking down, trying to peek over the corner. I just see his gray sweats and his shoes, you know? I knew my brother was sitting there.
Surviving El Chapo, The Twins Who Brought Down a Drug Lord, Season 2, is hosted by Curtis 50 Cent Jackson and me, Charlie Webster. Produced by myself and Jackson McLennan. Assistant producer and research support by Casey Hertz. Edit and sound design by Nico Palella. Theme music and original score by Ryan Sorensen. It's executive produced by Curtis 50 Cent Jackson and me, Charlie Webster. Curtis 50 Cent Jackson presents a Lionsgate Sound and G-Unit Audio production exclusively for iHeart Podcasts.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.